anybody who's leaving camp, we go on the record here. I know he's leaving camp, I have to check in, but he was Neil with one of the counselors. We make it, you can check in with the Charlotte Mason. If you're going, someone has to know where you're going, and it's not just, you have carriers. Someone calls up, and where are you? I don't know where he is. It's not good. Okay, everybody, let's get started. Just one hour about yesterday's attempt trying to distinguish between Dios and Tesoros in order to justify the opinion that says that out of the emo, one may shave an Erev Yontif within Shloshim if there's Gara. And I was trying to explain that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch Shin Pei Tet requires the after Shloshim is because of Shloshim, the Bulgaria. But the Gara only comes together with Yontif, it's on the Rosh. So the question was asked to me afterwards, if that's the case, all right, fine. So then why just wait until Yontif? And then at that point, you already have everything. You have the Shloshim was knocked off by the Yontif, and now the Gara comes as soon as the Chazan says Bochel, but the Yontif is a Nigin. So then it's already a Gara, so then it's forgotten the Guhotim. I tried to answer, we'll have to get to this, you know, we can learn to this a little bit later, that you don't divide into two, there's the Shloshim, and then the Yud Beis Kodesh is a separate entity. Rather, to the contrary, the Yud Beis Kodesh is the version of Shloshim for other Vima. And you can be running different versions, because the Gara can come for different things at different times. For Tzoros at one time, it's a Gias, and another time, perhaps we'll get to other... of Mitzchar, going on a business trip, where the Rosh Chodesh and Yishama Yigaru, maybe at a different time, the Beis HaSimcha, maybe at a different time if it exists, the Kitzur. So therefore, since we can't just divide it and bifurcate it into two component parts, we rather have to consider it as one long extension of the Shloshim. So the Yigaru Chavera says transpired, that's what, so then what I said yesterday has some base. Again, let's come to it when we learn these other figures later on. Let's go. We're discussing the question of bed. Kfiyat Tamita Bizman Hazeh. So we asked the Kasha, nowadays our beds are not like the beds, it's a reversible raincoat. You know, the bed that splits up and down, and it's obvious. It's obvious, so if you turn the bed upside down, so why don't we turn the beds upside down? So I saw that they quote from the Rivosh, who said, well, can't turn our beds upside down. Why not? So in one case, it says the bed that you described yesterday attached to the ground. Obvious bed. Attached to the ground. So the Rivosh is attached to the ground. You can't move it. Oh, but then he says, even without attached to the ground, it's impossible. It means impossible. Why is it impossible? So maybe it means like this. It refers to our bed. I'm not talking about a bed here in camp. The bed in camp is very possible to turn upside down. And you can turn it upside down and take the mattress that you use and flip it on the back of the table. Those were zeichet to a single bed. If anyone in this room was zeichet to a single bed, you can count them on the fingers of your hand. So for those, the chidei segula, for the single bed, you can take it and flip it upside down, and the mattress will fall out, you flip it out, and put the mattress on the other side. It'll fit, gone fine, no problem. Everything's very yeshivish. It's a bed to the same mattress. But I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what kind of looks if you're living at home. But I don't have such a luxurious quarter. I think even in my house it's this way. You take a bed, and very often the beds are made like this. You have a bed which is this big, and the feet which hold up the bed and keep it from the off the floor are here. Four of them. Is this like an item to you? It's not on the very, very end like you have the camp bed. The leg of the camp bed is beyond everything. Right? So it's a very, very tip all the way in the corner, even beyond. Maybe you can flip it upside down and put the mattress here. It fits the same way. What do you do? I have a mattress that fits the whole bed, which is the way it, you know, works most of the time, and the leg is over here. You flip it up, it won't go in. You'll try to put it on top, it'll probably break the leg of the bed, because it'll break your bed. That could be sat in the reverse. That could be the cooler we have. It's impossible to fit in. I buy a new mattress, a smaller mattress, and then we'll clear it. Yes?
No, I mean, it's not related. I mean, we discussed part of the answer, it's separate from the way it fits. Right, so if that's the case, then you
could
just flip on the whole bed and put the mattress.
You know, I have no mattress. No, that's true. I think the pshat is that it has to be a decent theory sleepable. In other words, kriya samita, you should flip it over in a way in which you can sleep on it. If you flip it over in a way in which no one can sleep, that does not have the status of kriya samita. Oh, very good. Oh, that's the shayla kasha. So the Chavis said, the precious kasha. So the Gemara later on, you take, if it's a dargish, what do you do? Some kind of a gizmo, which you can't flip upside down. So you flip it sideways. Okay, so let's take a look. We also have a tour. Just discovered this now. It says over here, you have Mita Shanakwitea Yotam is Pirish Aitim Zuku from the Tad Rosha, Ragla. She has to look up also. Similar to what I just said now. Zog Falsida Vidayo. There's a kashin, Prisha Tifkotan Vav. That's kasha. Earlier we said, Mita Shalano ain't open, they ain't a kfir ni karefen. Lama ain't holfen al sida. Flip it on the side. Right? So you say the same without beds. You just flip it on the side. Flip it without, completely out of mattress. So the second, and the first thing I don't quite understand the Messiah. The second thing I understand. The other thing I understand. Holo sheikir atam shal kfir min atanim by kapora. Ubaav on the same apachtiya, you have to call me, hakom mitasam. Zeh atam lo shayach shapir. אם יהפך המיטה על צידה. ולכן, הול שהמיטה שלו נהיה נכפיר ניכרת בהן, אין צורך להפך קוליקה. אבל בימי אשר את הכרפיך ניכרת ברוב המיטוס, וכן מיטה של הקליטין, אף על פי שיש לו לקיים בו הפיך כתיקונה, בכל מקום הול שיוכל לקיים קצת, קצת, תקנו שיעשה מה שאפשר משום לא פלוג. The same thing over here, assuming that they're talking about the irreversible bed which you can't discern and flipped upside down. I'm adding, to your question, that the standard that applies, you have to flip upside down, but you can't sleep on it. That's not an upside down bed. That's not a bed at all. It's not a bed. It's just a piece of junky furniture. But it has to be a bed. You take your bed here in camp, flip it upside down, you can sleep the same way. Vohar Raya. We can't say the Raya here. But, yeah. But just to have no matches, that's why we haven't come even here. So therefore, the tariff we said, I think, is still a decent tariff. But, okay. Good. Rabbi Osai. So that's a very important, very, very important Ramban, who quotes an even earlier source, a Yerushalmi, and a Masechet Smachos. There it seems to say that a person overturned a mita, okay, he's allowed to sleep on a safso. He turns over the mita. I think the Rosh may also quote this, am I correct? Where's the Rosh quote these halachas? Remind me, I can't keep forgetting my simona. Where's simona on kriyas mita in the Rosh? Simon what? Who? Lamed Ayinka. Oh, that's the one that's like, oh, this is the one. For those who don't have it, because you have Yom Yisrael, Riverdale, Gemaras, for some reason they decided to print the same page twice, leave one out, so we have copies of the Rush. Where are they? At my desk now? So anyone who wants it can come to my desk now and pick it up. You do a big favor, the shul. Put the copy in the page. The next time, who knows how many, someone will learn this page and say, what's this? To print it twice, say, oh, that's the green thing is here. Okay. All right, so what is, let's read it again. I am Ches. I don't think he quotes what I'm looking for here. Well, it's a beautiful green piece of paper, but it's not here what I'm looking for. The Ramban has it for sure. That's how I know about it, from the Ramban. So, the new Ma'am Bakama. So what page is the Ramban? Here, Samita? Kuf Pei Gimel to Kuf Pei Vav. Let's take a look. Those who have it, should look inside. Those who don't can see the Gruff quote. The Gruff, in Shin Pei Zion. I also put the Ma'am Bakama. Quote. So let's take a look at either source. It's very important. This is really where the whole the dinner, really, really critical dinner come from here. Remember that we had two pshatim in the Gemara yesterday. The Rambam, the Yesh Mefarshim shot, and then the Ramban's own shot. whether the Sugin Chafav is with Kviya Tamita or without Kviya Tamita. Dr. Ramban on page Kuf Tevav, Zavazeh Enel HaKoyim and HaGemur. Shas Babli, you can't tell. Aval Be'ovel Tanya, we find it in the third source. In Ovel Rabbati Perek Yudal, so you're getting Gemara Vodazara and look in the back. There's three ways you can see this. In the Ramban, in the Masech HaSmachis, or in the Grom. Hayashin Agavi Mita, Agavi Safsel, Agavi Udni, Chaya V'Kviya Tamita. Oma any kofa or any yashna gabi safto, ain shomelo. Uvi Rishalmi. This is the Rishalmi here in more important to a gimel sof halacha hey. So look there too. Oma any kofa samita or any yashna gabi safto and shomelo. Nesha oma any kofa samita. Avalam oma or any kofa samita. And what? And what? I'm sitting on the bench. Shomelo. Shomelo. I have my seat, so I'm okay. Shemarvin also kolam esuvin al arz umetz al asafso. The coin gadol. That's about the coin gadol. Hedges low. Pirish. Am afal pisha kofim mitosom. And shomano leisav al asafso. The hedges is not going to let us in the asafso. Even though it's going to meet the kfuya. Mitarit. Birabim. That's birabim. Habi yochid low. But if he's the yochid, he's not allowed to... Okay, the Rabbin is not allowed to turn the Sassel, the Rabbin is allowed to turn the Sassel. Velo Avdin came. It's a very strange phrase. Yerushalmi has it from time to time. Velo Avdin came. They have a whole thing. We don't do this. I don't understand what that means. We don't do it. Why do you do it? They have a beautiful terrace. If some of you don't do it, what's reform? We don't do it. What do you mean we don't do it? So, the Rabbin explained. Shnina Kongol Adakol Shana Lebe Rabbin. Shilu Echad Vadein Shomalo. Elamaisi Vivon Akhita Kfuya Alaret. Aber wir haben kol schon mal. Du hast den kein Kolona. Ein bin er in der Zarm mit der. Er hat kol für Mais von der Saft von Philip Rabin. Wow. Minige die Schale kurz gegen die Schale. There's a bit and for some reason the people didn't follow and I guess they must have some justification. We'll come back to this a little later. Kol punim. The Rabban is saying he's so. The first is Biyokin. As long as you call for the Mita, you can sleep and you can sit on a bench. Mufurish and Ramban. Mufurish and Ramban. Okay, so the Ramban is trying to prove a meal. Then Yonenu, the first thing is that you're allowed to, you don't have to sleep on the Mita Kfuya. Against the Yesh Mufurishim. And the Ramban is sure, so we'll try to get to later. Yes? Okay, this is what the Ramban says. Based on sources. Based on sources. Why is it so important? Why is it so important? Because the Ged, the Ramban, is against all the classical Mepharshim that we have on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, open up the Shin Pei Tet, but we have the situation which has changed. You used to have Kfiya Tamita, we don't have Kfiya Tamita anymore. So what do you do now? They used to sit on Mita Kfuya, so sleep. What do you do now? We don't have a Mita Kfuya. So what do you do now? You have two choices, gentlemen. Up or down? Up or down, right? Up. Comfortable. Fancy bed or down on the hard floor. There's nothing in between, right? Take your pick. There's no Mita Kfuya anymore. So which one is it? Take a look here in Shin Pei Zayin. Siv Bei. Akshav Lo Nogu B'Kfuya Tamita. Whatever reason. Now what? Mechaber silence. Zok the Shach. Zok the Shach. What is this? Bottom line. What you can do is you can walk, you can stand, but, you want to sleep? To the ground. Menachem Rema coming, to the ground. Finished. End of story. Unless Nebuch, a person, Nebuch of Kol of Zokain, can't handle the ground, put a teeny, teeny, weeny, weeny pillow underneath. It should be on the hard ground, hard, cold ground. Here the Shach comes from this called the Mavur B'Drisha, Prisha. This comes all back from the Drisha. Yeah, this is that change I made over here. The Drisha, Sif Kot and Aleph. Rabbi Yisai, not against the Ramban, and therefore against the Evo Rabbati, against the Masechus Smachos, against the Rishalmi, against everything. No? I'm wondering, do they have a Ramban? Does the Drisha have a Ramban? Two quotes about every line. This one I don't think he quoted. I don't know. Isn't the Ramban foolish against the Shach? The boy said, no, yes or no, tell me the truth. You think I'm wrong? Tell me. I'm not happy to discuss it with you. Hashem Ramban, according from the earlier sources, from Masechus Malchus and Yerushalmi, this is the Ferish Faket. You have a right to sit on a bench, right? As long as you are biyachid. We'll come to the Rambam in a minute. As long as you are biyachid. Oh, what's this yachid Rambam story? Yeah, I'll ask you. Ramban himself quotes the first Ramban in the sugya, quotes the Gemara, which is a phantom Gemara. It's a phantom Gemara. I tell you, we had to find the rush to see half of it. The Matpisim left it out. These printers. But it's quoted in Ravina Hanano, in our regular Gemara, and it's on Chavtesim and Alf there. It's also quoted in the Rosh, it's also quoted in the Rif. And they're talking about the Menachem. The Menachem is sitting on the ground, as it says, Vayeshu Itzalorah. The Torah has two memories. Right? One, the Menachem, and one, that which the Ramban had at the very beginning of the Sugya, on page Kuf, Pei Gimel, the Ovel himself. Minayin la'ovel sheni yurashor leishu agave amita, agave kakash, the Nema. It's interesting how the phraseology goes. Open to that Gemara, these princes, what happened over here with them. There are a number of members over there, which are Me'inyana, just in general, relate to those same Me'inyana, and they're phrased differently. That's remarkable. The two members that are printed in every Shas Bible, even the Yonit and the Riverdale version. Okay? Here we have Chav Chesem at Bay, towards the bottom. It says as follows. Ein Menachemim, we'll get to these things later perhaps. Ein Menachemim Rashoyim Loma Dova Shiftech Ovel. Can't talk till the Ovel opens his mouth. Then Minayin Lovo Shemesa Barosh, Shenemar, etc. It's interesting. These two other members that are found in the Ramban and in the Rach respectively have different beginnings. The Ramban had his begin with the word Minayin. I just read it to you. Minayin. Ramban on page Kufay Gimel, Minayin La'avil. Again, here also says, Minayin La'avil. So obviously these two members were near each other, and some of the printers probably mixed it, the Torah said, Domos, you know. He saw Minayin La'avil, and his eyes moved to the next Minayin La'avil. I'm guessing that's where the printer made a mistake. Or if the other member is true, it could be they're both true, the printer made two mistakes. Ain Menachemim. Look on the Rabbeinu Chananel, for example. And look what kind of mistake happened over here. Remarkable. The first wide line in Kof Tetzim and Aleph, in our prayers. Look what it says. Ein Menachem Rashoyim Lomar. 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 Leishev El Alakak HaShenema Vayeshu Ito Lorat. Look at how type happened over here. See what happened? See the mistake happen? We have two members. The first is Lomar Dabar Shiftach Ovo. The second member was Leishev Agabe Kaka. El Agabe Karka. And the printer must just rip from one to the other. Look at this footnote, Aleph. So it's very enough of time to do Rabbeinu. Because it must be two memories. One is, Ein Menachem Hashem Leishev. The other memory is, Ein Menachem Hashem Lomadava. You can even see how printers made mistakes, with their eyes made mistakes, with two memories, some of them nearer to them, and they somehow, I don't know. The Rabban quotes one memory, the Rak quotes the other, and the Torah quotes both. And the whole deal in the Prisha, and Shin Pei Zayin, you need both, you can derive one out of the other. Two members, one about the Ovel, and one about the Menachemim. Could we derive one without the other, or not? That's the Prisha's Marach in Sivkot and Gimel. There's a second thing that says what? That talks about the Ovel. That's the right goes on both. Vayeshu Itzalor. Who's Vayeshu? Look at the Pesach and Eo. Going on the Menachemim. You see from that pasuk alone that the Ovel is on the floor, that the Menachem have to be on the floor as well. The other way around, you have Ein Menachem Rashi Rashi Lagavay Karka. You could have thought, okay, that's the Yeshu, but maybe the Ovel does not have to stand. Does not have to sit on the floor? I say Yitol Oret. The Meister Shoya Karkoya is there. No, you say Meister Shoya Karkoya. You can say it in the first number too. So the kids are back and forth. Meaning the two quarter inches in both members. Atkan. Because it happens that you have been omitted from Shas Bavli, they're not given their due. We can consider these as two members as if they were printed in the regular Shas Bavli. I wonder if the new Shasim. Art scroll. Is it printed in it? They don't have an art scroll going on? You don't know what it's called an Oscar? Anybody have it? Don't look at the English part. Look at the Hebrew part. Do they print this or not? I wonder. They really should. I bet not, but let me know. Some new Gemara, they have these new Gemara that they have, so they're redoing the page, no? They have Baba Kama, they have this year, the Baba Kama. They should put it in, and that belongs. Anyway, the Goyen said that the printer left it out. You need any more than that? You know, it's true, the Shazbavi is sacrosanct, they don't want to tamper with the page and everything. But yeah, so put it in parentheses if you want. And then start right on how Goyen, Kotzev Agrashe, Ishmitua Matisim. No? Doesn't the article put in the, what the sentence took out? Well, they put that in. But it's no worse than the sentence. The printer left it out, but I can't understand it. And it's called by all the Rishonim on the spot, the Rush, the Riff, the Rach, everyone quoted over here. Anyway, let's go on. Let's go on. I saw in the on the bottom of the Chevelle Ramban, he has an interesting idea over here, which quotes from the Korban HaEda from the Yerushalmi. Interesting. Quote the Korban HaEda. It says Kuf Tevov Shomelo V'Yoshen Al Atzato Shmamina. Wait a minute. If that's the case, maybe you'll say you can't sleep on a bed. In other words, in those days you couldn't sleep on a bed because that better be overturned. But the man is there, maybe we should say, all right, you want to sleep on a bench? Stuff. Yeah, we have some people, I think, in a certain room. I've met eyes. Well, maybe sleeping on a bench with a little zach. Yeah. But to sleep on your regular, luxurious bed, as a guy that sleeps in mamish in a luxurious bed, mamish, maybe it's a chalila, the other wouldn't be allowed to do that, according to the Korban HaEda. I think it's wrong, though. Why is it wrong? Because he said you're allowed to sit on a bench. That's the second part of the Rishonim. You can sit on a bench. Not only can you sleep on a bench, you can sit on a bench. Is that normal? So the different sergeant wants to be doichalarized, as I just said. They didn't, when they used to eat, they normally did ben yoshin ben mesubin. So they would require on the left side, but here you're the only allowed to sit. It's a shveret chiyah. It doesn't say, shebechol eretz anu ochlim mesubin. Then I understand, but they eat yoshin also. This guy's yoshin, he's eating a gesura tavro on a tafsel with no change whatsoever of a pashto. Or not, that the often came, but if that's when it would not be during the Suda, then apparently, excuse me, well that's talking about the Yochid versus the Rabbin. So the Rabbin maybe shouldn't be doing it, but the Yochid apparently you can do it, even though it's normal to sit on a bench. Not so positive, even any change should be required based upon the Rishon. You can't prove it from the fact that he's only allowed to sleep on a Safel. You can't do it on a meter because they have to turn it over, because of the Kumvasei. We lack the kumvat, they let him sleep on a regular bed. That's all I would have said. Okay, so the if you look on the Shin Pei Zion and the Divrei Sofer, the Emek Dover, the Kotzen says he tries to be docha as I just mentioned, and Pashtus, it shouldn't be required, but it's true though, he says that if it is required some kind of change, we understand the Minig Yisrael sit in a low bench. Low bed? What kind of low bench? It's on the floor. No, floor you don't need, that's for the Ramban. And the shino you need, that's for the Korban HaEda. So therefore, the minute the came to send us some kind of a low bench, you sit with a ruler. Is it this size? Is it this size? Is it this size? Is it this size? What ruler? What ruler? It doesn't do anything. It's just a change. So as long as it's a change, it's good enough. But obviously, these kinds of things, anybody has those boxes they give you in Ebuch, or they have these smaller chairs. Nikiru, then I think if a person has trouble with these kind of things, they have a couch with a pillow. Or a chair with a pillow. You remove the pillow. It's a luxurious, fluffy pillow. You're sitting on a not so hard but not so soft surface below the pillow. It should also be good to satisfy this requirement of shino, assuming that it exists. Okay. Now, Rabotai, what's this Yochid Rabban story? I haven't got finished yet. The Rabban said at the very beginning, you have to sit on the floor. Wait a second. A steer in Rabban. And Kuf Pei Vav, he says you can sit on a bench. Kuf Pei Gimel, he says you can sit on the floor. What's the answer, Rabotai? What's the answer? You know the answer. What's the answer? Menachemim Etzvah. That's what Rabbi means. He says Menachemim. The Gemara and Chavav. Minayim La'ovel She'enam Asher Leishav Al Gabi Amitza Ela Dekav Kaka Shenema Vayeshu ita la'arz b'shas nichum aveilim. Kavachomer, the gears of the rach, the other member. Nayashay menachem, we only derive the other incidentally. Both members are in the context of one and the other. Nichum aveilim. That's what's called ravim. Question. So why is it? Two questions. So why don't we sit on the floor during nichum aveilim? All I was able to accomplish with all of my tumul over here with the Ramban, all I was able to achieve, Rabbi Sai, is that when there's no nichum aveilim, the other can sit on a regular chair, and yes, I'll remember on a chair with a slight shinus. But the nichum aveilim is on the floor, finished. We haven't been able to get out of that one yet. So how come we don't sit on the floor? So there's the chalushim, the kainim, all right, but the people who never, when the aveilim are not so sick. So my high. So I saw an approach called in the same Divrei Sofrim from the cousin, the Divrei Malkiya. Where's my Divrei Sofrim man? Sorry. Okay. Quote in the same Divrei Malkiya. This is the Divrei Sofrim Simon Shin Pei Zion. Sif Hey. Interesting Torah over here. Very interesting Torah. I want to share with you when we'll have a comment about it. Cost of the shut divi malkiel. Chelik beis tari beis. Gama sha'ovel tzorach leishiv ala karka. The shach and tzikot now says, how come nowadays the menachem don't sit on the floor anymore? You know why? The mistama mochaluhu. Cost of the drisha. The average ovel is mochal to the average menachem. Listen, I'm not going to give my tzirkin to break your back and sit on the floor. You can sit on the chair. Based upon a mechil. Okay? Zos Divrei Malkiel, that which the Ovel should supposed to sit on the ground when the Menachem are there, who Bishul Kvod HaMenachemim. Yes, reciprocal honor. Right? The Menachemim are showing honor to the Ovel by sitting down, so you can be Meichel them. And the Ovel is showing honor to the Menachemim by sitting down, and therefore, what's the result? V'chein im HaMenachem Mochem Al Kvodom. Then what? Then what? What can he do? Oh, he can stand up. He can walk around. Didn't say he can sit down. Of course, that's where he can sit down too, but that's as far as he goes. Now, what's to do with this mechila? So he points out over here, in the Emek Zov Yudchet, Masha menachem yoshim lechvod ha'avil, en ha'kovet nachmat shagam hu yoshim v'hem yoshim imo. Right, it goes to Levush, which is really in the book of Yosef. Laharos tsar v'avelus imo. I think I have to see that one. The original sheet. But Yosef says, you want to show empathy for the avel, so it's appropriate. Take a look on test. We know it's based upon the Gemara we haven't seen yet. The Gemara is chavava mitbeis. Let's first see the Gemara, then we'll turn to the book of Yosef. You have to go slowly here. Okay, we're both the Gemara, chavava mitbeis. Then we'll see the book of Yosef, and then we'll come back to the Divrei Malkiel. What's on called Vavam Bay? The Gemara is on called Vavam Bay. Towards the very bottom. The Ein Marvin Al-Mitos Sukuba Soma Chalamari. Son of Abon and Aholeth of Esavel and Hain and Hayalibo Gaspo Yavru Al-Mitos Sukuba. Let's just take a step back. What does Havra mean? Nevertheless, they come back from the cemetery, the Ovel's first meal has to be from someone else's food. And they give it to him, and they feed him, and you must have seen this in your time somewhere or other. It's a mitzvah to make him feel better. All right, fine. So they should, if they feel, what's libo gaspo mean? They're close friends. Said that the Ovel is on the overturned bed when he eats, the Sudas Avram. The Menachem should also sit in the overturned bed. V'im lav. He's not his close friend. He hardly knows him. He's part of the committee. The committee in shul that anyone's an avelos. I know who's this guy. Who was in last week? I don't know who he is. Look, the guy's a chesed. I'm going to sit on the floor. I don't even know him. It's an inappropriate gesture. So the Menachem sits on Nitos Zekufo. But turn to that the Mukhi Yosef to the seat. Test Zion. Almost eight. In pages of the riff. Libo Gaspo, that's the eighth and the last line begins with those words. Rogil shul oavo ve'eno makpid im yoshev al mita kfuya. Ve'eno makpid? What does that mean? Ve'im lav shena rogil kokach shena kokach rogil v'shema nachesh and nachesh leishav al gabe karka. Whatever they mean. The kitzur, there has to be some kind of relationship. The yesh mefarshim, the avru la'avol atmo, the she'ein derech eret, le'shev la'avol amitah tfuya, v'amar v'yesh amitah tfufa. Not nice? L'sichah l'moshivin gama avol v'amitah tfufa, in that kind of a case. The shat avra. Okay, so there's interesting nebukiyotish will come. It's not right, there should be an imbalance. Okay, all this is very, very important. Now let's go, having seen this, go back to the Divrei Malkiel. Quote again, the Divrei Sofos of Cotton. Hey. She says that that's really, that Mechila works one way, Mechila works another way. Only one difference. One is Mitzvah, one is not Mitzvah. The Shach says, Mitzvah Machalu. That only works in one direction. That the Oval is Mitzvah Machalu to the Menachmim. The Menachmim are not Mitzvah Machalu to the Oval. But if they do, then it's okay. There's no need for them to sit on the floor. Lanier's diet is not parallel. You have no right to jump from one case to the other. Let me explain to you why. We said before, the reason why the Menachem is supposed to sit on the floor is to show empathy and sympathy, the mishtafet, the star of the oval. The oval's Michael. So, we know if Harel is killing this Kabbalti, the oval is saying to the Menachem, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate your gesture of sympathy and empathy and support and condolence. And I know that the halacha said it's supposed to sit on the floor. Yirotzen keilu niskabalti. That's as if, by me, it's as if you sat on the floor. I'm Michael. So we say this now as a mistama. But a mistama is no better than the original. So fine. Nothing wrong. He's supposed to meet the nicham aveilim. Everything is fine. Fine. The other way around, it's arguable that that's an integral part of what we call the Tzuras Nicham Aleilim. That the Ovos is on the floor, and people come and sit next to him and comfort him and console him. He's walking around. He could be holding. That lacks in the very essence of what Nicham Aleilim is all about. And if it lacks in the essence of what Nicham Aleilim is all about, Mechila is not going to help. Mechila is a benanam lechavero. The person, I mean, it's true that Nicham is a mitzvah lechavero. True, but the person goes, he wants to have the mitzvah Nicham Avelim. He may have a general mitzvah of Gemino Chassadim, but the mitzvah Nicham Avelim has a certain surah, and it's lacking that surah. So therefore, he can argue that the Mechila will not work in that direction. That's what I thought. You can't just jump because Mechila works this way, Mechila works that way. Not necessarily so. I repeat, if the Avos on the floor and the others are sitting up. So what's lacking? They're not showing as much sympathy as they would in years gone by. So okay, it's Michael them. It's Michael them Sam, it's Michael them specifically, the Temole, as the case may be. But in the case where the Ovel not sitting on the floor, it's arguable that that's lacks in the very essence of Nicham Avelim, and Mechila on the part of the Menachem to the Ovel, that's not going to work, because it lacks in the Tzuras HaMitzvos. I don't think it jumps necessarily from one to the other. So I have a different interpretation. My interpretation was as follows. Lanier's diet, leave out the word mechila. You know mechila? What mechila? No, the word mechila is not necessarily found. Rather as follows. The Gemara Chol Ovam Bei says, Ein libo gasbo, the Menachem sits on the mitzvah zekufa. What's the pshat? As I said before, it's appropriate for a close friend who feels the pain, really, of the oval to sit on the floor together with the oval. As it says in Eo, Vayeshu, Eo, they were best friends. They sat with him on the floor. They're close friends. Otherwise, as the Nebuka Yosef says, you shouldn't sit on the floor. Not because he's meichel you. It's not natural. It's an unnatural gesture. A guy who never met the devil before sitting on the floor, who is it? How do they know each other? But then appropriate for the person to feel, I feel your pain so much, You're on the floor, I'm going to be on the floor. That's a close friend. If you have in the same year, if you have that, or we have, Baruch Hashem, we have close friends. Even to the Bismarck, I tell you have close friends. But it has to be a friend. That's what the Megillah says, be a close friend. Otherwise, not Libo Gospel. You don't feel his pain so much. The whole thing doesn't exist in the first place. There's only a mechila on the part of the oven. Now, remember, the case of the Nemuke is talking about Shatzula Tavro. Are you sitting on Mita Kfui, overturned bed, or a upside, or right outside up bed, which is not overturned? But the same thing which the Megillah has in his case, which it applies to Nicham Avelin, in our case. Again, I just extrapolate, I skip the step. The Megillah's case is the case of Suda Tavro. Whether you sit on a low, an overturned Mita or not, depending on how close you are with the Yom. That's the Gemara in Chavav Vadei. He doesn't say anything about Mechilas, and just based upon what's natural and what's unnatural. So I'm extrapolating from there to the case of Nicham Avelin for us, not during a meal. Not during a meal. So normally, it says in the Gemara, these centers, the printed letters of that Gemara, Vayeshu, Isol, Oretz, Vayeshu, friends, they're close friends. Emma should be on the floor. So if I'm not such a close friend, I really shouldn't be on the floor. I should really be on a seat. And the other's on the floor, just as parallel to the person not so close should be on a meet the Kufa, when the other's on a meet the Kufuya. So far, so good? Oh, now both sides, I have a loop shot. Unfortunately, I've seen too many times Machloikas. Machloikas is Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, for my side, Sin of Sinim, we have to try to avoid it at all costs. Machloikas. Chazal went to great lengths to avoid Machloikas throughout the generation. Now, we find that certain dinim, people don't keep to the Machloikas. I'll give you just an example, my pshat, original pshat also. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, we should maybe get to it, Hilchos Kriya, ripping clothes if someone passes away. If someone who's the Gadol Hador and everyone learns of his learning, so then everyone's mechuyev to rip kriya. So I was zeichet to be by the Levi of Rav Moshe Feinstein, zeichet tzadik levroch. Everybody was never hooting about Moshe Feinstein, and I saw pictures in there to throw multitudes of Moshe Feinstein's Levi, and no one ripped the clothes. No one was wearing ripped garments. How are you talking? I didn't the foolish in the Gemara. Yesterday, say has to be someone who knows. Nowadays, no one knows shots. If Rav Moshe knew shots, no one knows all the clothes. Rav Moshe knew everything, and he was accepted. So whether Rav Shlomo Zalman's Levi, right? Maybe somebody was with me in the Israel that year. You went there. Hundreds of thousands of people. And he would call out Torah and everyone loves him. And oh, you name it, you can't get away with it. There's no way, you can't get out of it. I did before the Shulchan Aruch. I went to Rip Kriya. You were there, you saw Rip Kriya. You did? No Rip Kriya. How are you talking? I have a shot. Okay? I have a shot as follows. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, a month later, been under the Leviathan. And that person, big Talmud Chacham. And many people say he knows Shas. And he has all the requisite things require at Kriya. I said, he doesn't really know Shas. He's not really that great. He's not really that, they're not really Rabbi Shokol Yisro. Just imagine. Rip! You're all rip. Don't you dare rip! Just imagine kind of a toughness to go on. Who qualifies? The Gedolim card. He's in the Gedolim card. Got a rip! That's my theory. So of all these cards that the minute became, no one rips to these things anymore. So I have another theory over here too. I was there. You have cases of a person who's a close friend who's supposed to sit on the floor. Not the close friend, not. Just imagine two people walk in. Reuben and Shimon got even knocked out by Levi. And Reuben is closer than Shimon is to Levi. So Reuben sits on the floor. And Shimon talks to him, Shimon, you hardly know Levi. Well, you don't know Levi either. Right. Who sits on the floor? I sit on the floor. So the man that the custom became, Lanier's dieting, nobody sits on the floor. Yes. Is it more katana than that? Can I tell you? Okay. Yeah, I understand, but we have it worse. We have to assume that we have it worse. Nebuchadnezzar, that's our assumption. It's gotten to our diaries. If you read it to our diaries, we have more machlokes than they had. Yes? How much is in the floor? I said, wash it in the floor. I don't want it in the washer. Throw it in my pants. He said, I hardly know this guy. So he said, no one's going to go do that. The word works. It's my theory. Rabbi said, let's go further than that. Let's go on. The Mele Rabbi said, once the minig evolved that no Menachem sits on the floor, I claim no Avol has sit on the floor either. As for the Mugot, which we just saw, it's not Derech Eretz that there should be an imbalance. So therefore, just as we saw in the Gemara Chavav Medvei, that when the Mavre is on the Mitzvah Tekufa, so the Avol also sits on the Mitzvah Tekufa, so too, when the Menachem is sitting on a chair for reasons we just described, so the Avol also sits on a chair. Also sits on a chair. That's the pshat. Why, Bizman Hazeh, even during the Nichim Avelin, people sit on chairs. Low bench, maybe, but not on the floor. The Menachem sits on the chair, and the Menucham is sitting on a low bench. And he could have maybe even sit on a regular bench, based on everything we've said until now. But even low bench, you had the Kohenim set it from the Yerushalmi. Not so clear. You have to look in the Gemara Kof Zayin about a Melech. So the Gemara Kof Zayin about Aleph. What's the story with this Melech over here? What is that about a Melech, no? Let's find a melech. Come in, melech, the Tzan. Kol ha mitzuvin ala oretz, v'hu meisiv ala ha-dargish. What's this dargish story? What is this dargish anyway? Who can tell me a good translation for the word dargish? Do it. Here we use Otsko. A manifest? A map? What it says? The official translation? What does it say? I'm asking, no, the official translation. A state bed with a footstool next to it. Is it better than a regular bed or worse than a regular bed? Better? And what does Oscar say? No, there's no Oscar in the whole bed. Better? She don't be embarrassed. What does he say? What does he say? No, this is my darkest. Iris said the gadol. That means like a different kind of a garish. That's a good luck kind of a bed. The two different kinds of dargish. What does Otzko say? On this Mishnah, call the Om Mesuvim al Arat Zuhi Meitzim al Adargish. Oh, give me a break. What is it in the bottom? Ah, it's impossible. Can't be. Yeah?
During
the time of Nimrod, they don't only be available to the
electric
floor, but even though they don't have the right on the floor, they don't have the right on the floor. But a Creole also creates a change in the right. Why should it
be?
Listen, we'll get to that with a follow-up later. So what is it, Irish? Is that one, is it fancier than a regular bed or less fancy than a regular bed?
I think it is better.
Better? Because we might talk about it over in the context, no? Picture. Oh, ah, okay. It's worth 1,000 words. All right. But what does the Gemara say over here? Mi'ika, midi dat ha'idna lo svine v'hashtamu svine lei. Does that mean it's fancier? Is that what it means?
I think it's
when the way
it's tied.
Yeah.
It's somewhere
tied
better than a normal bed.
But it's not a line. Is it fancy or is it less fancy?
It's not fancy. Huh?
The regular bed only has sprinkler over here. The story says sprinkler is not possible. It's fancier. Huh? Is that true? Okay. We'll have to go into it because maybe we'll mention go into it later. Let's go on. Rabotai. Let me go on. We have to go further. The Marshal is really the source of this whole Shach and Drisha. We're going against what I said just now. Rather, they require that Bizman Hazeh sit on the floor. It's really the source of the Marashal. The Marashal. Where did the Marashal get it from? Where did he get it from? Well, it's not exactly clear where he got it from. So the Biru Halacha of the Divrei Sofer called the Shelet Yavis. He got it from a Sechta Tainus. Now, as we're coming to the end of the Shia of Erev HaShodesh Av, I so far stalled off all the references to Mr. Tainus, but Mitzvah tomorrow, I have to get into it. There's another piece on this, which relates to Kriya Sanita and other things. I'll talk about that tomorrow as well. But here he says, look, if you look at Rashi and Tainus, Rashi says, and it talks about, he's sitting on the Mitzvah Kfuya, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. You have to sit in the Mitzvah Kfuya on the Suda Maseket. So Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Mishnah, Chavav the Mishnah is. Chavav, Amad Beis, Rashi says, Rashi says, Chiyas Hamita Al Paneha V'lo Yishen Oleha. You don't sleep on it. It's not like you're sleeping on a better place. The Rashi presumably made you sleep on the floor. And the Rashi in Lama number days also says, Aloshim. Where's the Rashi in Lama number days? Ubers and Menikas, Gemara says. That's what Matel M. Says Rashi, She'en and Yecholot Vishen Ogamik. So the Rav Yaakov Emes of Chat, the Ikat Takana Wahal, sleep on the floor. But to make sure that you sleep on the floor and have your comfortable bed, they said, slip over the bed. Once the bed is slipped over, it's not your normal way to sleep, so already you'll sleep on the floor. Adkan, Rav Yaakov Emden, and says, that's Chat the Marashah. Only one thing is wrong. It's the whole Gemara, the whole Gemara is wrong on your side. Why, Tani, why? I said it against Ramban, but what to do with the Gemara? Come on, quote the Gemara. What's the answer? What was all the brisker up? Know the answer. What's the answer? No. But here talks about sleeping on the ground. What's the answer, Rabbi Ossai? And so he quotes it to the Gemara from the Gevurah Sari, his Dochad Araya. I don't have, do we have a Gevurah Sari on Titus, Mr. Medrash, anyone have it? Do we have one here? I'd like to see, have one? If someone has it, I'd like to see it, I'll show me later. But the brisker up is the same thing, yes? The Sugi and Tainus, look at the Lush of the Gemara in Tainus. And he's Domach Ilu Mesa Mutalafano. That Chiyas Hamita source discussion in the chapter of Tainus of Sudama Sekhar is not the equivalent of Avelus, but rather is the equivalent of Aninus. That's exactly what the Ramban himself says. Some of the Aninus, you have to sleep on the floor. That's Kodim Shulchan Aruch, Shin Nem Aleph Tif. What was it, hay, I think it was? Something around that. We had a whole discussion, how come we don't do it nowadays? That's a harder question. Why don't we do it? Now, neither do us even the floor. That's a very good question. I'm trying to give a couple of answers again. Think of Shabbat Babli. It's only if the Rambam doesn't quote it, and the episodes we don't even have it. But we don't pass them like it because it's one brachas, and a mesis, or a shulchan, and not just on the floor. Whatever reasons we try to give. Those were not such a glass of terutin. Because it's talking about Aninus. And this is like Aninus, but Avelus not. Avelus not Lechora. And that's what I thought is a shot in the Ramban distinction again between Yochid and Rabin. Rabin is Shas Nichum Avelus. And therefore we can argue that the Velo Avsen Kane means that even the Shas Nichum Avelim, they would not observe the halacha of sitting on the floor. So that's another reason we can be making with Manazer that people are not sitting on the floor during the Chavavelim. One reason was the Divrei Rakhil's Mechila. Alright. My reason was, I told you my reason. Now a third reason is that the Rishalmi says, well, Avdim came. So although it seems that you have to do it, based on the missing Babli of Chavkat from the days, but the Rishalmi of Lo Avdim came. Either Shloka did, or I don't know, either it goes only in the Menachem, as the preacher suggested, or Samsa. It wasn't an absolute requirement. I don't know. Okay, now let's turn our attention to Tosis, Chav Zayin Amur Alf. They're both sides, Chav Zayin Amur Alf. It says there, Rabotai, that Mincha Ketana, 2 hours, 2.5 hours before Shabbos, you can write all the beds which are upside down until now, but you may not sit on them until nightfall, until Shabbos comes in. Says we can samchu shalaleshiv agabekisev esavto afalpish and raya gemura. We had a raya paket. We had a raya from Shas Yerushalmi and then the mitzvah smoke of paket. It's mutter to sit on a regular chair as long as you know of no menachem in there. Who's coming last minute before Shabbos? No menachem in there. But there was a minig that they samchu shalaleshiv agabekisev esavto. What's the pshat? Tell like this. I understand the type. The boy said, we no longer have possibility of kfir. We saw the chafalim, either because it's a reversible or the revash, it's impossible, so you don't have kfir. What happened? Is the chiyuv to sit on the floor, or we'll call it this way, the iser to sit on a regular mito, only the result of a chiyuv to do kfir or not? I would have said, oh, ain't a chafal, I thought, you said it till now. Is the chiyuv to do kfir to mito? But merely you can't sit on the regular bed because it's a chiyuv to do kfir on it. Correct, first is no. here the last 2 hours before Shabbos, there's no chiyuv that the mitzvah is kfiras in your house. At the same time, you're not sitting up on the bed. So who was in this man out there? Hold on. That's what Tosus is saying. You see, that even if there's no chiyuv of kfiras, still it's also to sit on the mitzvah of kufa. And therefore the minhag became even on a kisei v'safto. Kisei v'safto, the whole week, is the equivalent of a mitzvah the last 2 hours before Shabbos. What's the tana shavah shemehem? In both cases, there's no chiyuv of kfiras. So that you can't sit in the bed last night before Shabbos, there's no chiyuv of kfiras. So Tosus says that you can't sit in a chair and a bench, even though there's no chiyuv of kfiras. But Tosus says not such a good raya. Ain raya gemura, the shani mita, all the tzarach kfiras, love a sin of kfiras b'kisa b'tafel. So a mita which requires kfiras for the entire week, even though in these 2 hours you'll have to pick it up to save yourself the hassle of doing it on Shabbos, it takes 2 hours to get all the things upside down. That's not really a kula. That's not really a, you don't have to do kfiyah. Really bad thing, you should have kfiyah till that luck of some neighbor. But it's a physical impossibility. What are you going to do? You're running to Shabbos. Imagine on Shabbos, sitting at the table, we're going to shul, you're busy picking, overturning beds. There's no choice but to allow you to do it a couple hours before. But the essence of really is mitzvah should be kfiyah. That's why you can't sit on a mitzvah sukufa. But a kisei v'safto, with no concept of kfiyah whatsoever, it's mutter. This is what Tosus is saying. I love Shah Tosus on Chav Zayin. And the Tivay Sof, we have an Emet Dov and Mem Dalet. Yeah, he has to go through a long trip. I don't quite understand what he's saying. Okay. We have to discuss two more things now. One of them is both related to the Briska Rov. First, the Briska was a fascinating shot in Shita Rambam. We had mentioned 2 days, Ramban and the Yeshua Farshim, is there a need to sit underneath the Kfuya, yes or no? The Ramban says no, based on the sources, and the others, yes, Mephoshim, say yes, so I'm trying to want to call out differently, and the Ramban is wild compromise. The first day, yes, and beyond that, no. Christmas girl, what is going on over here? What kind of compromise is this? Who ever heard the first day should be different than the rest of the availability? Anyone have the, this is it? Orville Paris Alakhatet. Yom Rishon Bilvad, also the Tfilin, the Lechel Mishalo, the Chayav Leishav Avita Kfuya, Uvishayim Mei Ha'evel Mutlo Lechel Mishalo, Vilishiv Agavik Mimapet Tokaka Meniach Tfilin. So the Rav Elor Isi Shorz, the Ketav Mishnah, says, well, basically Gemara Mar Kut. That was the first thing. The other day, Sarachim, Shamati, Rav Chaim, the Rav Elor, we know the first day is d'oraisa. The first day is d'oraisa. So that all dinim of evil are isurininu. And kfiras amitah which have a kumvasei, the yisod din is an isur. Not to leave your bed upright. And there we have a distinction between the first day, which is a chovas kiyum, the dafkim yoshin agami amitah kfuya. Shayarim, Chovas kiyam lesa, isura de alma, kol shen azokit mitoso, leka isura. What's Rav Chaim's quote of the same? And the rest of El Shivat really is basically, isurim, the first day is kiyumim, the full kiyam of fiyat mitzvah requires you to sleep on the mitzvah kfuyim. Okay? But the other days, there's no need. So let me give you the original, which won't blow away. If you don't mind, blowing too much here. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Oh, so Velvel asked about his father of Chaim is correct, but what begs the question, why should it be so? More than that, Rambam in the Sabbath is a parakeh aloha yitzchez. Hofakho mitosav. Well, Yoshin Agave Mitzvah Zachem, Agave Kiso, Agave Oren, Agave Kaka, Vodaf Tepavoso, and Yoshin Agave Mitzvah Kfuya. Hey, wait a minute. Here he says, in general terms, he's not making a distinction between the first day and the other day. Can we give you a real Rambam? I just want to make sure it's something. Same Rambam? So he doesn't make a distinction between one and the other. Thank you. Thank you. It's Perek Hey, Halacha Yudches. Says a verbal the following. Yeah. The verbal says, thank you. The verbal says, like this. Those are the three, the next page. That, yes, there is a halacha, you have to sleep on the mitzvah kriya. If you don't sin it, there's no kiva of kriya to mitzvah. But, you have to sleep the whole day? We have some guys. But sleep the whole day? In the mitzvah kriya? The answer is, you sleep once, it's enough. You do it once, enough. Once you slept there, you show it, you recognize it's upside down bed, it's something that's relevant to you during the shiva. Luther went, have 7 days. No, said the Rambam. 7 days. But we know that the 7 days of Shita Rambam Shitoso is divided into 2 parts. A Doraisa part and the Rabbanan part. The Doraisa part is day one. You'll meet the Kvura. The Rabbanan part is beyond that. So we should try. We try to fulfill the maximum with the Kvira Semitish within Doraisa on a time when it's a Doraisa. So therefore we do it the first day as opposed to the other days. And what happened if he missed the first day? He was too preoccupied. He didn't sleep on the meter for the first day or something. What did he have to do the next day? What? What? What did Rabbi Zbyszko say? No, what? No? You have to sit on it now. Because if you don't sit on it even once in the 7 days, you're lacking that whole conferring of the status of meter free in the fullest sense, which requires you sleeping or sitting on it. So it's better to confer the status during the time of the Doraisa. You blew it. At least do it during the Rabbanan. And he adds, Rav says the Brisker up. And we're just going to come to tomorrow, she with the other stick on Brisker up. And the two halachas, he's surah, we said before, from Rav Chaim, and it's also a chovas kiyu maisa kfiya samita. So for that, enough, once. So on the first day, you have to sit in the mitzvah kfuya, but other days, not. Because you're already makayim the kfiya samita of your mission, no need for any more. That's only if you did it the first day, but if you blew it, Oz be'emes, tarach leishi, v'alea, b'shar yamei ha'evel. You have to sit in it at least once later on. So the Perek, hey, Rambam says, this summer, the lo yashna amita kfuya, l'artei chavosa. Doesn't say the first day. Why? Because you can fulfill it any day. But ideally, you're supposed to fulfill it when in the first day to be a level of the Zohar. But if you didn't do it then, you can do it on subsequent days as well. All right, the Brisker, a very interesting interpretation. I saw that the Divrei Sofer is not so excited about his interpretation. One word bothers him. One word. Yes, Tani. Yeah. Oh, you get the whole day? I said, Rakol Shioshalo Pamachas Sagi Behochi Makaima Din Kfiya Samita. That's what I thought he meant. I didn't look at every last word. If you think I'm wrong, your mission mechuyev udak leishav amita kfuyah to yuchar latzeh chavos and yeshivos the parachas b'shar ayamim, right? Because that's only the rabbanon, right? Sounds like the whole time, right? Yeah, sounds like empty the whole time. It's one problem in the Briscoe's chat. More than that, the word is bilvat. Bilvat. That's the problem. But the Brisker at the end says, "Ikadin is such a tzarach leishav dafka amita kfiyum meikadin kfiya samita shenor kol zayim." The lack of kfiya samita din mesuyim shenemar al avelas yomishah bilvat. What does that mean exactly? According to the Brisker of the Chora, bilvat is not quite so. Because if he didn't do it the first day, he can do it the other day. That's his kasha which he is. No, the one tak of pshat. The other pshat is, I think, the mekhevah submission says. Do we have a mekhevah submission in Beit Medrash? I think he says that the halacha of, and it fits him with the context. And now he'll do Perek Hei though. The halacha in Perek Dalet, to sit in the mitzvah kfuyah, is halacha na havro. So the whole context of chavav v'beis, marvin ha mitzvah kfuyah. So the tzudas havro is only the first day. He puts it right by the tzudas havro. That's why that's shot in Perek Dalet. What will he do with Perek Hei though? He says, Yoshna Kami Mitzvah Kfuya, that's requirement beyond? I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. That's nothing to do with the Havra. Once is the whole Shiva. Not completely clear to me. We'll have to stop here because the time is up. The Ritz Hashem tomorrow, if you have a shot, we'll start with your shot. Otherwise, we'll start with the other shtickle of the Brisker of, and the link between the Kodesh Av and Avelis. Love of the Ito.